Alright, so if you've listened to side one, you now realize that all flavors of unhappiness are designed to motivate you, motivate others, or show you care. And that's a way of using unhappiness to take care of yourself. Okay? So, all flavors of unhappiness are ways that you take care of yourself, you protect yourself, you motivate yourself. All flavors of unhappiness are also called stress. So stress is basically adrenaline, the fight or flight mechanism. Remember that. Stress is adrenaline. And if somebody leaps out of the shadows at you, it's fine to fill your body with adrenaline and poke them in the nose or run away. But it's not a jungle most of the time. Most of the time, problems can be solved rationally, with the mind, with a little communication, or a lot of communication, whatever it takes. But fighting and running are not generally necessary. And yet, if you fill your body with adrenaline, it'll wear you out, it'll deplete you, and it'll cause some health problems down the road. So in this program, you can use questions to question your beliefs away. Now, why would you want to do that? Because underlying all the stresses, the fears, the anxieties, underlying all the problems are these beliefs that contribute to the problem. So that's a little bit about what we're going to look at now, is questioning your beliefs away. Now that you understand unhappiness and how you use it, you can consider your past a collection of stories designed to protect you, all right? All grievances and grudges are stories that you're holding, and they're not exactly nice stories. They're kind of painful stories, and you're holding them so that you won't make that mistake again. All right? You're going to have to think about this, and I would encourage you to write down a story later on and see how you're using it to protect you from making that mistake again. That's why we hold uncomfortable stories, stories of fear, stories of abuse. That's why we hold the charge. That's why we hold the pain in the story. So if you can consider your past as a collection of stories designed to protect you, you can let them go. If you convince yourself that you know enough now to take care of yourself. It's kind of simple. It reverts back to the question, what do you want? Well, I want to be able to protect myself from that ever happening again. And then you just ask yourself, well, do I know enough about life in the world now to protect myself from that situation occurring again? Whatever it was, might have been a bad business deal, might have been an attack, be it verbal, mental or physical, anything. You just ask yourself, could I have seen that coming? Can I take care of myself without holding this painful story? And if you say yes, then you can drop it.